One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The moment someone opens a box to a Ouija board, places a planchette on the top, and begins to ask questions, I sincerely hope they understand the possibilities of what they're in for. Doesn't take long after listening to our program to understand the true ramifications of what may appear to be a simple game. Often the beginnings on the other end of the board have a far greater knowledge of our present, past, and futures than we can begin to contemplate. Are the voices and conscious bodies of knowledge on the other side of the board good? Are they evil? These questions can only be answered once the interaction has begun. Sometimes they cannot be answered until many days or even years have passed. One question we've always had about the board's responses was, is the board always right? It seems that in the next story, the board got close enough. For one individual, it got far too close for comfort, especially when it began to discuss her own demise. Alexis shares the story of her interaction with a Ouija board. In the late summer of 2016, one blazing hot August night, I was home alone after work. I'd gone through my parents' attic earlier where I'd found an old Ouija board that appeared to have been unused for quite some time as it was dented and dusted. The board was missing a planchette, but as I had nothing to do, I figured I would improvise. I took the board to my bedroom and placed it on my bed. I was wearing a planchette-shaped stone around my neck, so I took it off and the chain and placed it on the board. I was aware of the many rules that accompanied the Ouija board, such as the belief that no player should use it alone and that one should be wary of the planchette making figure eights. Knowing what I did, that there was no other player to communicate with me, and I took extra precaution to put silver coin by the board to ward off the evil spirits, and I said a prayer before I began. Starting the session, I turned off the lights, turned on my camera to see if I could record an electronic voice phenomena, or EVP, and asked my first question. What is your name? The board spelled out a name I'll not repeat here, but no, it is what the name of a documented demon is. Despite remembering that name in a vague story I heard a time ago, I continued, where are you from? F-I-R-E was the next thing the spirit spelled out. Before I knew it, I could feel the planchette under me shake, and all over the board it began to form rapid figure eights. Knowing this was a sign of evil and that I had already broken the rule of never playing alone, I thought there was no choice but to continue. What I asked next was a pure mistake. What do you want from me? The planchette suddenly stopped on F. What happened next shocked me. The board spelled out profanities towards me, too vile to name. Once I knew how much hot water I was in for pissing off a malicious spirit, I tried to move the planchette to goodbye, except it wouldn't move. I froze and chills rode up my spine. The room grew colder and colder by the second, and all of a sudden the board spelled out, "I'm here." You can only imagine how much terror I felt, knowing that I blindly invited a nasty spirit into my life. I stood there frozen, and my instincts urged me to turn the light on. Once I did, I still felt no relief from this situation. Headed back to the board, I said, "Please, now that you're here, I mean no disrespect, but what will lay ahead of me?" Death. October. Feeling too fearful to continue this conversation, I quickly moved the planchette to goodbye and stopped recording. I knew what lay ahead of me could not be good, so that very night under the full moon, I broke the board into 7 pieces and doused it and my bedroom with holy water. I then proceeded to the backyard to bury the board in the soil. The weeks that followed that fateful night were calm. Weeks turned into months, and not a single abnormality appeared. Even with so much time passing, I couldn't bring myself to watch the recording of the session. I still had it on my camera, and I did not want to get rid of it in case one day I would gain some courage. On the night of October 28th, 2016, I was lying in bed listening to the Beatles like any other night. I was slightly distracted when I heard the fire alarm go off in the kitchen. As I went to investigate, I noticed one of my burners was on full blast, even though nobody was home. The stove was flaring off heat, so I went to turn it off. When I returned to my bedroom, a shadowy, foggy mist appeared, clouding my vision. The mist smelled vile of rotting eggs, and the smell alone started to flare up my asthma. I'd been diagnosed with severe asthma 2 years back, and my lungs began to fill with mucus. As this happened, I struggled to breathe. I knew I was the only one home, so I had to dial 911 somehow. As I exited to the hallway, I noticed that the smell and the mist continued out there, and my chances of being able to talk from my asthma attack were minimal. Eventually, trying to breathe became exhausting, and I felt as if I were being strangled, my lungs stinging with pain. I laid down on the floor, and everything went black. I woke up and the first thing I saw was a paramedic staring me right in the eyes with a pitying expression on her face. I was utterly confused as the last thing I remembered was being home upstairs in the hallway. Before I could speak, I noticed a defibrillator attached to me, which sent me into a panic. After the paramedic had calmed me down, she told me that one of my roommates came home from work and found me on the ground purple-faced. My roommate could find no signs of breathing or a pulse, so she rushed the paramedics over to the house, and they had to revive me. Luckily, the roommate walked in nearly a minute after I had fallen, and knowing about my asthma, she knew what to do. To this day, I recall the horrifying events that took place as baffling, malicious, and purely terrifying. I do not honestly know if it was the evil spirit that caused my brief death experience or why I could not remember anything when I had no breath or a pulse, but I feel that the spirit certainly had an influence on it. I knew I had to watch the tape of that fateful August night, whether I liked it or not. There could have been something I missed, some other hint about the accident. When I worked up the courage to replay it, I could not see any abnormalities on camera, but could hear it. A distinct, malevolent voice was saying to me, "You will regret this, and for this, you will suffer." Indeed, I was taken aback by this entire experience. The key advice that can come out of this is never to touch a Ouija board. If you find one, you should break it and bury it. Talking to the undead is not worth what may happen to you next. You could become the victim to many evil things, or worse, you can learn things you should not have knowledge of. It's not worth the risk.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.